Listen, I don't know any stats. I don't know any injuries. I might have an injury or two. And I don't know where it went, but I really don't. I just know that we got a football team that has the biggest hearts I've ever seen. And, you know, I don't want to go overboard here, but how can you not? I mean, have you ever been a part of a game like that? Have you ever seen a game like that? I never have. I've never been a part of it. And it was all three phases. And the thing I'm most proud of, besides Ray Rice making it in fourth and whatever, is the fact that when things were looking their most difficult, when we weren't really getting first downs and, you know, it was we were having a tough time moving the ball and all that, never did not one guy that I heard on the sideline was pointing the finger, getting down on somebody else. You know, Ray Lewis had talked about before the game. He talked about hope, faith, and love. And those are three things that bind a football team together and bind people together with each other and with their creator. And there's something going on with this football team that is just really, really special and miraculous, and I just couldn't be more proud of them as a coach.
Can you just talk about what your vantage point was for the Ray Rice 4th and 29?
I was right on the sideline looking at it. That was my vantage point. I thought it's going to be hard for him to make it, you know, and the ball was checked down there. But then I looked, and he looked like he had some room. And then I just kind of thought to myself, could Ray Rice actually convert this, you know, because it's Ray Rice. You know, we've seen him do it before. I had a flashback, in all honesty, I had a flashback to the Minnesota game in 09 with some of those runs he made. And it was kind of like that, just wow.
Can pulling out a game like that with a 4th and 29, I know you're not a believer in one play changes things. Can a game like that really change sort of things, the way the team feels about itself?
Right. Well, I don't know, John, if it changes anything, because I think we already feel that way about ourselves. I mean, if we hadn't pulled that out, this team would have remained confident. This team would have, the belief in one another would have still been there. It would have been something that we would have had to learn from. It would have been a challenge. We've had a lot of those before. I mean, we've come through those before, too. But to see it pay off like that, in that kind of success, I think is more of a validation of faith and trust in one another and in God. You know, I don't want to say that too much. I know some people don't like to hear that, but it's a big part of who we are as a team.
Was that an unusually complicated replay situation because they already moved the sticks? It seemed like it just kind of took forever to figure out.
I think Gene did a great job there because they needed to make sure they got that right. And once the sticks had already been moved, they had to go back and retrace where the sticks were exactly before they remeasured. So the first thing he did was, I think, is he got the spot right based on what he saw on the replay. Then the second thing he had to do was get the sticks right before he measured. So I just appreciate the fact that he was so thorough. Gene Steratore is a great official. He does a great job, and he did a really good job of making sure he got that right.
Is it a strip on the line marker that allows him? Because they moved the sticks.
Well, they have to go back, and I think, I don't know if they look at the TV, or I know they probably go back and look at the play-by-play and see exactly where those spots were, you know, and where the drive started and that kind of thing.
John, you guys offensively, most of the first three quarters was a little bit of a struggle. What was the biggest difference there? What got Joe going and the offense going a little bit in the last quarter?
Well, you know, obviously we were forced to open it up a little bit, and Joe completed a couple passes, and I think just got a little bit of a rhythm. You know, when Joe can get a little rhythm and get started, I'm sure people will game plan against him, and the idea is just keep him from getting started, because once he gets started, he's difficult to deal with. And he was able to get started. It took longer than we'd hoped, but it was just in time. I'm really proud of the pass rush. Really proud of the defense. You know, not to allow that to be lost in the conversation. Our defense played so well, and you know, I really like the way we got after the run in the second half and into the fourth quarter. Those 4 and 5 and 6 yard gains went to 1 and 2 and 3 yard gains. That was huge for us because now we got him third and a little bit longer. Phillip Rivers is a great player. He made some incredible throws. He took some tremendous punishment. Norv Turner's a great coach. That team plays their hearts out, you know, and that doesn't happen unless you have a great leader leading that team. And he's done a great job with that team. This team, you know, Jarrett Johnson, they've got that kind of personality.
Is Dixon going to be okay, or is that a concern going forward?
It's a little concern going forward. It's not a major knee. It was characterized as a sprain with some swelling. So we'll just have to see how that goes. Okay. All right. All right, thanks.